amazing season.
He writes his own script, doesn't he? I mean, I now begin to think that we weren't trying that hard the last two away games, because he needed to do it here in front of 14,000 fans who adore him. I mean, it was special today, wasn't it? But we've had a few of these this season. So, it's everything we hoped it'd be.
Well, let's just go through today before we reflect on the whole season. Even beforehand, I mean, I was lucky enough to stand alongside you as you read out all the names, and, you know, with the mention of his mum and dad as well. That was supposed to be a silence that went into spontaneous applause.
And, you know, we've done applause before, and I think, you know, fans react in the way... It's interesting. It's a bit like when you see an obvious handball and 5,000 people do something spontaneously, and you kind of think, well, the ref's got that wrong because 5,000 people can't be wrong. And that was spontaneous today from the fans, and I think the fans again got it right. And it should be applause, and it's appreciation for all those people. Having Paolo's parents in there as well obviously was poignant. You know, I think he was touched by that. I think the club got it right, I think the fans got it right, and I think it just teed up a really special day.
And the first goal, you have to rejig the goal of the season contenders for next weekend.
I need to see it again, because it wasn't just a great strike, it was a great move, and the cutback from John Bostock, I thought was superb today. And, you know, I've got to find a pen and a piece of paper, but I thought it was superb. But yeah, it was a goal of the season. I think if we voted on that too early, possibly.
Well, I think the contenders for next weekend, the promotion party on the pitch, which again, I'm time not in the hanky for all the things I need to ask you about, but the second half, I think Paul Caddis has just said that's some of the best football we've played recently.
And I think that's true. I think once the early goal in the second half to 2-0, you could start to believe you're going to relax. Port Vale, I thought, had done really well in the first half an hour. Clearly, it was going, you know, they had nothing to play for, which when you relax can often make them very dangerous. But once we were 2-0 up,